Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Atara Star from Mitzvah Yericho, and today we'll be learning about Al Hanisim. Rav Hirsch notes in his Siddur that we say the additional tefillah of Al Hanisim on the two festivals that commemorate the miraculous intervention of God even during periods of exile. On Chanukah, God intervened with the natural course of action in order to preserve our nation's spiritual values, as the Greeks' primary fight was a fight against Torah. On Purim, Hashem performed miracles to protect us from physical annihilation. On both of these festivals, we enter the tefillah of Al Hanisim in order to express our specific gratitude for God's miraculous intervention, which is why the tefillah appears here in after the bracha of Hoda'ah, of gratitude, in Mozim. If we take a closer look at the actual text of the tefillah, it reads as follows: Al hanisim ve'al ha'purkan ve'al ha'gvurot ve'al ha'tishuot ve'al ha'milchamot she'asita la'avotinu bayamim ha'heim bezman hazeh. We thank you for the miracles, the deliverance, the triumphant victories and salvation, as well as wars which you wrought for our ancestors in those days at this season. We have already established that the main purpose of the tefillah is to express gratitude for God's revelation in our history and the redemption that comes as a result. But why express gratitude for wars themselves? Salvation, of course, redemption, of course, but war? The Chatam Sofer notes an important principle when it comes to gratitude before God. Hashem, by nature, always wants to do good for us. Therefore, if a person is truly deserving good from God, it is not as important to express gratitude for that good. Practically, though, most of us are not on that level and are not worthy to receive good without going through some kind of challenge or struggle first. This is how history has always played out. We have to go through the challenge of Galut Mitzrayim, exile in Egyptian land, before we can receive the Torah. The Chatam Sofer also mentions that we go through the wars with the Greeks before we can reestablish kingship during the period of the Second Beit HaMikdash. History continues to repeat itself, and we can find many examples of such experiences over time. It is only a human nature to appreciate the light only once we are exposed to the darkness. We praise Hashem for the bad as well as the good, because it was part of the journey of getting to the good itself, and therefore we cannot separate the package. We struggled so that we would receive the good. The milchama, the wars, were a part of the bigger picture. But really, this is only one side of the coin. The Beis HaLevi, in his commentary on Az Yashir, the song we sing after Hashem splits the Red Sea, notes that part of the joy that we express after Kriyat Yam Suf is not just that we struggled in Mitzrayim, that we struggled through slavery, and now, after God performs these massive miracles, we see his hand clearly, but also that we were the ones who merited to be God's vessel for his miracles. It is only through us and what we've been through that God's name is magnified throughout the world. The wars themselves, if we look at the war of both Purim and Hanukkah, were miraculous in and of themselves. The fact that we won with such minimal numbers in the wars of Hanukkah, as well as the fact that we even get to fight for our lives in Shushan during the time of Purim, after the decree has already been set by Ahasuerus, is by nature miraculous. When we come before Hashem with the tefillah of Al Hanisim, it is with full appreciation of the entire process of the miracle, from beginning to end, from the time of the war, from the darkness, until we reach the light, and that above all, Hashem chose to glorify his name through us. May we merit to be that vessel once more with the coming of Mashiach b'mehirah b'yaminu. Thank you for learning together.